Will laughed nervously. Godfather, he said. You mean church and things? Birthday presents? If you two are killed in an air crash, I'll have to look after her? Yes. You're joking, aren't you? No, said John. We've always thought that deep down inside, you're a very serious and responsible person. Oh, no, said Will quickly. No, I'm not. I'm really a very shallow kind of person. Thank you very much for asking me, but I can't think of anything worse. He didn't stay much longer. Not far away, in the Holloway area of London, a 12-year-old boy called Marcus was lying in bed, unable to sleep. He was worrying about his mum and his new school. Marcus's mum was called Fiona, and she and Marcus had only been in London for a few weeks. They had moved there on the first day of the summer holidays, because Fiona had got a new job. Before moving to London, they had lived in Cambridge, where Marcus's father, Clive, still lived. Fiona and Clive had separated 4 years ago. Marcus thought London was quite boring. He and Fiona hadn't done much in the holidays. They'd been to see Home Alone 2, which wasn't as good as Home Alone 1. They'd been to have a look at his new school, which was big and horrible. And they'd had lots of talks about London and the changes in their lives. But really, they were sitting around waiting for their London lives to begin. Marcus had had two kinds of life. The first, which had ended when he was 8, was the normal, boring kind, with school and holidays and homework and weekend visits to grandparents. The second kind was more confused because there were more people and places in it. His mother's boyfriends and his dad's girlfriends, flats and houses, Cambridge and London. It was surprising how many things had changed when Fiona and Clive's relationship ended. But Marcus didn't mind. Sometimes, he thought, he even preferred the second kind of life to the first. It was more exciting, more happened, and that was a good thing. But now Marcus was very worried about his mum. She had started crying a lot in London, much more than in Cambridge. He didn't know why she cried. He wondered if it was about boyfriends. Marcus didn't mind if his mum had a boyfriend. She was pretty, he thought, and nice, and funny sometimes. He wanted his mum to meet someone who would make her happy.